We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Here we go. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. We bring the show to you. This is an injury show to teach you and educate you on different injury subjects each week. And we're glad to do it. Today, we're talking about low back injuries. In medicine, lumbar injuries, L1, lumbar 1, L2, lumbar 2, L3, lumbar 3, L4, L5, and S1. Why are we talking about those areas? Those are the areas that usually get hit the hardest and injured most quickly, especially in a rear-end car accident, crash. It obviously can happen in other types of trauma or other types of mechanisms of injury, like a T-bone accident. It can happen in a T-bone accident. It can happen in a head-on collision. But today we're dealing with, in our example, a rear-end crash, rear-end collision. It's not your fault. You're the injured victim. Maybe you're heading on your way home, and off to the emergency room you go. You need to know how to present this claim. You need to know how to evaluate this claim, and you need to know how to appraise and value this claim to present it to the insurance company for the at-fault party. That's what we do. That's what we teach. It's important that you have a legal game plan, a strategy. If you're going to get in your car and you're going to go from point A to point B and you turn on your navigation system, you want it to tell you how to go there, what are the turns, what's the left turn, the right turn, what roads to travel. That's like a legal game plan. You must have one. You cannot just guess or speculate or hope. Hope won't get you anywhere with these insurance companies. They're there to try to beat you and defeat you. And as we said at the top of the show, if you use a general description, for example, I hurt my back this morning in a car accident and it hurts, pay me, that's not going to work. You need to have a legal game plan on how you approach the insurance company, how you present your claim, and that's what we do and that's what we teach. You have to have attorneys that, we said, understand the medicine. Very important. You know, we left off the last part of the show saying, well, we need to emphasize you. How does this injury affect you? What is your individualized particular game plan for this low back injury or for any injury? It could be a cervical injury, a neck injury, but today's example is low back lumbar injury. How does it affect you? What is the medicine? So you need to have your medical records. You need to understand the medicine. And most importantly, your attorney needs to understand the medicine. I'm telling you what, if you go to the doctor and you have a low back injury and they give you an x-ray or an MRI in the emergency room or otherwise, if you follow up with your PCP and they give you an MRI and they say it's negative, but your back is killing you. So the insurance company is going to tell you your MRI and your films were negative. So what's your problem? The problem is it's debilitating pain. It's excruciating pain. Now I'm on medication. I never wanted to take medication. Now I'm having to do that. Now it affects my range of motion, my functionality, as we were talking about earlier. So if you understand the medicine, do you have a facet joint injury which does not show up on x-ray or MRI? Then you need to know that, because if you don't know it, then you can't prove it. Bell and Pollock, we do this all the time, and we're glad to help you. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, for a reason. Because we champion people's causes. We can champion your cause. We've helped a lot of people put their lives back together again after an injury. We have over 30 years of experience. Put our experience to work for you. And I tell you what, if you come in to see us, you get a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. We wrote a book. That's how important we think this is. The name of our book, Legal Game Plan. You can get a free copy at our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can download an e-copy free, or you can call our law firm at 303-795-5900, and we'll send you a hard copy for free. So back to the lumbar injury. If you have this lumbar injury, what level is it at? Is it L1, L2, L3, L4? You need to know that. There are different dermatomes. There are different nerve distributions in your body. And if you injure a part of your body, the lumbar spine, then you have to understand that you need specific proof. You need proof with regard to your medical records. And that's going to be your starting point with the insurance company for the at-fault party. Maybe you have transverse processes, fractures, different animal, different ball game. What's your recommended course of treatment for you, for your future? When we left off the last part of this show, at the half hour, we were talking about what's your future for you. Well, to understand how this injury is going to affect you and your future, you have to understand the medicine and the anatomy and the injury to begin with. That's what we do for you. That's part of your legal game plan. Do you see part of your legal game plan, your strategy in these cases, is to prove how the accident occurred, how the crash occurred, to prove the mechanism of injury. How was your back specifically, not generally, injured? What level was specifically, not generally, injured? Why do you have this debilitating pain? Why do you have this radiating pain, this radiculopathy down your legs? Why does your left foot hurt when you injured your back? Because it's a nerve distribution from the innervated disc, maybe L4, L5, down your lower left extremity, your left leg, to your foot, and that's why it hurts. And that's a different ballgame for the insurance companies. Once you start to prove the specific nerve involvement, the muscular involvement, the annular tears, the disc involvement, the compressed disc, once you start to prove those things, then it's harder for the insurance company to fight off, refund, or defeat your claim. Pretty clear, isn't it? You need to know the medicine. But most importantly, your attorney needs to know the medicine. Are you going to require future surgery? Are you going to require conservative modalities of treatment for this low back? Are you going to require PT, physical therapy, acupuncture? What are you going to require now and in the future? And also, how does this affect you? So we talk about ADLs. That's what we use in the business, ADLs. That stands for Activities of Daily Living. Big subject. Activities of daily living. How do they affect you? Maybe your recreational activities. That's part of your claim. Do you see that separate and apart and over and above and in addition to your medical bills and expenses, which are also part of your claim? The insurance companies don't want you to see or hear or know or understand these breakdowns of these expenses and these categories of damages because they want you to lump it all together, not break it out and put a value on each component. What's the value of your medical bills? What's the value of your injury? What's the value of your future medical costs? How does this affect you? So, question is, how does it affect you and your activities of daily living? Just living, driving to the store, driving to work, driving your children to school. How does it affect you? Does it affect your job? This is a big category. You know, in our career, we've represented attorneys, we've represented architects, we've represented doctors. Each one has a different approach to how it affects them, but each one has a different approach maybe to how it affects their job, their occupation, their vocation, their avocation. Those are all claimable categories of damages. So when you injured your low back and you can't sit in your chair and you can't do your desk job the way you used to, the insurance companies will say to you, well, you still work 8 hours a day, so you haven't lost any wages. So what's your problem? The problem is, are you going to be able to sustain that for the rest of your life? The problem is you're working 8 hours a day right now, but what about your future? And how does this claim and these injuries affect you? That's what you have to drill down to. At Bell & Pollock, that's what we drill down to. Each person is different. You know, the insurance company wants you to be maybe a 22-year-old bodybuilder with 4% body fat and you're not injured. Well, we're not all like that. We're all different. So you have to have a legal game plan. Do you see why we think this is important? You see why we trademark protected this? You have to have a legal game plan for you, for your accident, the way it happened, and how you're going to present your claim, and for your injuries, and the cost of your injuries, and how you're going to recover damages, and how this is going to affect you in the future. So we were talking about, you know, how do these jobs come into play? How do they come into the picture? You mean we have an injury claim, I got rear-ended, and we're now talking about my job? I still can go to work. I still do sales calls. I still do landscaping work. I still do office work. But the question is this going to affect you in 20 years, 10 years, 15 years? What does the Department of Labor statistics show or tell you about your future? And how can you build that into your claim? All rhetorical questions. That's what you should be looking at. That's the legal game plan. And sometimes it doesn't always pan out that way. Sometimes you're going to be able to work. Sometimes you're going to have more higher periods of unemployment. That's compensable. Make sense? I mean, if you can work 10 years and then you're going to be looking for a job, you're going to have back surgery, you're going to be in rehab for 6 months, you're not going to be able to work, is that all recoverable? Yes. Well, the insurance company said it's not recoverable because that might happen in 6, 7, 8 years. Still recoverable. Still compensable on your low back. So you can see that if you just say I have a low back injury, a lumbar injury, L2, L3, L4, L5, doesn't show up on the X-ray, shows negative on the MRI. The insurance company says I don't have anything. I have a nice day, but it's going to affect you the rest of your life. You got annular tears. They cannot be repaired. You have herniated discs, maybe a fusion surgery, maybe a one-level fusion surgery. And if you don't know the medicine, then you're missing out. If you have a fusion surgery, they're going to put hardware in your back. What if their hardware fails in the future? What about that? What about the fact that if they do a two-level fusion, let's say at L3, L4, there's a scenario called the disc above syndrome and the disc below syndrome, which means once you fuse two of your vertebrae, you're going to put the disc above into overtime work. It's going to compensate more than it ever has. It's going to move in an anatomic way it never moved. It's going to wear out quicker than it ever otherwise would have worn out. It's going to fail. The disc below L4 is going to fail. It's a fact, known medical science. And the more aggressive you are and the more activities you have, then the higher the chance and the higher the risk it's going to fail. It's like a hip implant. You ask the doctor after a hip implant, well, you know, can I be really active? Can I go snow skiing? Sure, you can do it. But you know what? The life of this hip implant is going to be reduced substantially. Think about that. I mean, obviously, if you just got a hip implant and you laid in your bed for the rest of your life, you would never need anything. But you can't do that. We don't do that. That's not the activities of daily living. So you must look at your job. Do you have an office job, a labor job? How does it affect you standing? How does it affect your motion? How does it affect your range of motion? How does it affect you in doing that? And you need to know those answers. That's what we do at Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com, our website, championsofthepeople.com, our telephone number, 303-795-5900. You can call us anytime. We'll give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk about the medical rate of inflation. Have you ever heard of that? How does that get built into your injury claim? What do you do about it? What do the Department of Labor statistics show for you? You can do this. Give us a call. Bell and Pollock, we are injury attorneys, and we are your champions of the people. When you've been injured in a car crash, you're up against large insurance companies and their lawyers. You need experienced attorneys on your side. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We've been representing injured victims just like you for over 25 years. We can help put your life back together again. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. Bell & Pollock, Colorado's premier injury law firm. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Hi, it's Mandy Connell. Join my friends Gary Bell and Brad Pollock for the Bell and Pollock Legal Show right here on KHOW every Saturday morning at 7. It's a live call-in show to give Coloradans like you free legal advice on any topic you'd like to discuss with them.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Injury Show, Champions of the People Injury Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We're here for you. We are injury attorneys. We've helped people put their lives back together again for over 30 years. Put our experience to work for you. Go to our website. Hey, championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are there. Free ebooks. You can download an ebook for free. You know, we have a book on hit and run, which is called Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. I just read about another one in the newspaper. They are cowards of the street. That's an enlightening book, and it's free. We have a new book called Colorado Car Insurance, the definitive guide and essential guide to car insurance in Colorado. You can get that book free. It covers things like rental cars, UIM coverage, med pay coverage, what do they all mean? How do you coordinate with other benefits like health insurance? A lot of questions answered in that book, and it's free. We also published another book called Legal Game Plan. You must have a strategy against the insurance company for the at-fault party, the one who hit you, who creamed you, who sent you to the doctor or sent you to the emergency room. You must have a strategy or you're going to lose. And you better get the strategy early on. That's what's so good about, we give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan tailored to you, your accident, how it occurred, your injuries, your future. That all fits into what we're talking about today, lumbar injuries, low back injuries. We've already done a show on neck injuries. We've got great shows coming up, but this one today is on lumbar injuries. You got an injury at L3, L4, L5, L4, L5. Do you need fusion surgery, compression surgery, surgery, disc replacement surgery? You better know the medicine. How does this affect you? We left off talking about your job. If it's going to affect your job, and one of the toughest things to approve to the insurance company because they don't believe it, one of the toughest things is to say, well, I'm working all day right now. I didn't have to take time off from my job. I have to go to medical treatment. I have to take time off for medical bills, but I'm still working an 8-hour day or I'm working my regular day, whatever it is. And they say, we don't have any wage loss, so we don't need to talk about that. Yes, you do. So I want you to understand a new concept here. Let's talk about work. Life expectancy, right? If you buy an insurance policy on your life, then you have what they call life insurance, and you have a life expectancy, and those are measured statistically, and the mortality tables cover them. And so that's how you do that. And actuarial science plays a part on how they write life insurance. But life insurance is your life expectancy. You're going to live to a certain year. A mortality table is you're going to live to a certain year. But now we're talking about a low back injury that's going to affect your job, affect you, affect your family. And it's not, your work life expectancy is different than your life expectancy. I mean, you might have a goal of retiring at 65, 70, 62. It doesn't matter. That's your work life expectancy. You were going to work till 62. You were going to work till 67. You might live till 80. But your work life expectancy, where you can measure economic losses of how this lumbar injury is going to affect you in your job and your occupation and your vocation for the rest of your work life expectancy, is very critical. I think you're getting the flavor, the idea of how you present these claims. What do you need to know? You can't just guess. You can't just hope. You hope you get over your physical injuries. You hope they go away. You can't just hope the insurance company is going to pay you. As soon as you understand this is war, this is a fight, it's a struggle, the at-fault insurance company is not going to voluntarily pay you the top dollar. Many times they want to give a quick settlement, right? We've talked about this many times on the radio, even on our live show on Saturday mornings on KHOW, 7 o'clock in the morning, call-in show. People call and say, the insurance company offered me $500 for pain and suffering, and they're going to pay my $1,200 in medical bills. What do you think we should do? And what we usually say is, well, do you know what your injuries are and how long they're going to last? No, I don't. Well, does your doctor, when you've talked to your doctor, has the doctor said this is going to be over in 2 months, 1 month, 1 year, or never? No, the doctor, she hasn't told me yet. Well, then we always say, if you don't know what your injuries are and how long they're going to last, if there's a facet injury or another type of injury, If you don't know, and if your doctor doesn't know yet, and there's been no differential diagnosis and a specific diagnosis of your injuries and how they're going to affect you in your work life, in your activities of daily living, then how in the world does the insurance company know how much to pay you? I'm going to repeat that. How in the world, then, does the insurance company know how much to pay you for your injuries as they affect you now and in the future? What's a fair, compensable amount? Well, nobody knows. They're guessing. So they want you to take a quick settlement, close out your claim, and once you sign the papers, it's over with. So you must do something other than hope. You must learn and know how to navigate this insurance system and these injury claims. You must have attorneys that understand the medicine, the anatomy, and how it affects you, i.e. a legal game plan, i.e. our book. Bell and Pollock, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900, or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can reach us that way. We're glad to meet with you. We're glad to answer your questions. We have people call us every week just asking us questions on insurance policies. They haven't even been in a crash. But we will tell you. We will help you. Now, we're going to talk about your lumbar injury in this crash, and we're going to talk about the medical rate of inflation. What does that mean? How does that help you? How does that affect or relate to your injury claim when you present it to the insurance company for the at-fault party? The one who sent you to 21 physical therapy visits and ongoing and counting. The one who sent you to the emergency room. The one that turned your life upside down. The one that makes you now take prescription medication when you never wanted to take prescription medication at any time. That one. That insurance company. The medical rate of inflation. So, if you have a lumbar injury and you're going to go through conservative modalities of treatment, and maybe you're going to have to continue, maybe in the future, in the degenerative process, you're going to have some kind of surgery, maybe a microdiscectomy, maybe a disc replacement. Maybe there's an annular tear and it can't be fixed. Maybe there's microscopic damage to the nerve endings and they can't be fixed. But you're going to have medical treatment. And so what's the cost? Here we go. What's the cost of this medical treatment in the future? Reduce the present value. Well, we have the regular rate of inflation, but we're also going to be talking about the medical rate of inflation. Because as we all know, medical bills and medical charges seem to go up, rise, and escalate faster than the regular rate of inflation. Did you ever think about that? And it's true. There is a medical rate of inflation. There is a regular rate of inflation, might be 5%, 4%, 3%. The medical rate of inflation might be 11% because the medical costs go up, the cost of drugs go up, the cost of medical treatment skyrockets. So don't you think that you'd want to build that into your claim if it fits, if it is appropriate? The answer is yes, you would. And you need to know that's what something that you can do. You don't always do it for a variety of reasons. But you need to have it considered in the differential by the attorney and the differential of you of what you're going to choose, what you're going to do, how you're going to present this. What are you going to settle for in your claim? Are they going to pay you? I mean, some of these claims, if you see them in our office, the medical bills, let's just make one up, $20,000. And the insurance company says we'll pay you $14,000 for everything. Future medical bills, your injuries, your back injuries, your lumbar injuries, everything. And you sign our papers and you go away. And if you don't sign the papers, if you don't like that offer, which doesn't even pay for your medical bills, then file a lawsuit. And when you do, the insurance company is then called the injured person greedy. And they called the attorneys greedy. Everybody was greedy but them. They won't even pay the amount of the medical bills. And you've had your eyes wide open now because there are other categories of damages other than just past medical bills. So when the insurance company says, okay, we're going to pay you $500 for pain and suffering, wow. And when they say we're going to pay you for your medical bills of $1,200 that you've incurred to date, what about the future? Wait a minute. My doctor says I still need ongoing care, and then we're going to reevaluate in 2 months. We're going to see what the PT, physical therapy, says and does and how I respond. Maybe I'll get better, maybe I won't. Maybe we're going to have to try another conservative modality of treatment before we go into something more aggressive medically. Right? Well, you want to know that. At Bell and Pollock, we do know that. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. We have a lot of things on the website. We even have a button you can hit as to what you need to know before you have the first phone call with the adjuster. How cool is that? And that's not just a small matter. That's a huge matter. You need to know what to say. You need to know what your rights are before you get on that phone with the adjuster after you've had a crash. I can't tell you how many times we say this is no ordinary day or event for you when you have a crash and you're injured and you're confused and you got medical bills and who's going to pay for them and how am I going to recover and what am I going to do to recover and my doctor says this and that. But for the insurance company, it's an ordinary day and event. Period. Paragraph. Count the basket. That's the way it is. And you need to understand that if you learn how to navigate this insurance maze, then you can maximize your chances. You can enhance your ability to recover fairly. Because once you sign off on the papers, it's over with. And you come back, you can't come back in 10 years and say, wait a minute, something got worse. Wait a minute, I didn't know I was going to have back surgery. Wait a minute, we didn't talk about dermatomes and innervation of discs and radiculopathy and radiating pain down my legs and numbness and tingling and debilitating pain and prescription medication. Wait just a minute. I want to be fairly compensated for this. I was not at fault. I was sitting at a red light. I got rear-ended and creamed. Bell and Pollock, give us a call, 303-795-5900. We're here for you because we are your champions of the people.